Had to go. I wanted to have Don Manzullo on, our great congressman from the 16th Congressional District, covering about 8 or 9 counties, and he's graciously called up between votes. Don, I just wanted to, I know you're going to be on the show soon and a regular as a visitor, but I'd love to just talk to you a little bit about, first let's touch on Memorial Day and what it means to all of us, and separating that, I think Chuck Sweeney had a great column, Don, about Memorial Day not being the same as Veterans Day. This is to honor a solemn occasion, to honor our war dead, and I know that you, as a good patriot, I wanted to get you on today if you could.
Well, I appreciate that very much, and I read Chuck's column and agree with it. I think he said something there where you don't really wish somebody a happy Memorial Day.
That's the point.
It's a time of extreme reverence. I've been to Arlington for too many funerals, and last June I was in Tunis. In Tunisia, and there's a special cemetery that's set aside for Americans who died in the process of helping out the Allies in North Africa, and also who were stationed there and who died on various fronts to Germany and other European countries. And a special section, Doug, there were several brothers buried side by side. And you look at that and you say, whoa.
Yeah.
I mean, one is bad enough, and then there are two. And then I had the opportunity to actually be in Flanders Field outside of Brussels. And you, you know, there's never any music. For some reason, the sun is always shining. And you see those crosses, and then it's just a stark reminder that the fluid of liberty is blood. I just don't know how people can think upon Memorial Day as, you know, this is the day where you barbecue and everything, and that's okay. But I this morning I opened up with the Washington Post, because we're still in Washington, D.C., and two-page ad on the annual Memorial Day mattress sale.
Yeah.
It's just, you know.
It seems ludicrous, doesn't it?
Well, it's irreverent.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the time to really think about the freedom of America, you know, why we're here, and how we got here, and how we maintain our freedom. And so it's just, it's a very, very solemn occasion. I'm going to be speaking at the Kishwaukee Cemetery there outside of Stillman on Memorial Day, and possibly in Woodstock in the afternoon. And I thought about the theme of it being, is America an exceptional country? And the answer to that is, America is an exceptional country only because its people are exceptional.
And we should keep it that way.
And we should keep it that
yeah.
way. And
yeah.
and as long as Americans remain exceptional, our country will be an exceptional country in which to live. And I think about, the friends that I lost in the various wars, and in particular, my first cousin was killed at age 17 in World War II, and he was a lot older than I was, and then. My Uncle Frank, this is my mother's brother, Frank. He was the baby of the family. And he was reported missing in action after the Battle of the Bulge. And I remember my mother telling me the story that her mother could not read or write English, but they knew how to follow the maps in the newspapers. And Ma said that, excuse me, she said that they didn't know where the brother was. He was just completely gone. And then they got a postcard, or they got a call from another family, and a fellow prisoner had gotten out a postcard, and he put it on there, Digi is here with me. Well, his name was Frank DiGirolamo. Digi was his nickname. And that family that family called my mother's family. And they knew he was alive.
Yeah. You know, I think it brings up an important thing, too, as we wrap things up here, that we share these kind of stories with our families. It's up to parents and grandparents to share stories and let people know what the world is really all about. Because I don't think you're going to get it from schools anymore. I think you've got to kind of, these things have got to be spoken.
Well, this is the reason that we and so many others have gotten involved in Beth's history.
Yeah.
Is to tell the history of what happened. And Uncle Frank came back, but Dougie came back an alcoholic. And he died an early death. Back in the United States, because of his alcoholism. And I remember one day he started talking about his experience as a POW. And my mother said that's the only time they can remember that he ever talked about that. I mean, that was the trauma, the suffering that he had been through. Talking about some of the German soldiers would just throw cabbages over the fence.
Well, you know, Don, and I've got a brother-in-law that finally is talking about what he did in Vietnam in the 60s. He never talked about it for years. And, I mean, the stories he shared with me now as he's in his 60s, it's kind of amazing. The things they went through, the things they did, and the lack of appreciation of our country when he came home, etc. He didn't talk about it for years, and we didn't try to draw him out on it for a long time.
Yeah.
Don, it's wonderful talking to you. I'll see you in the studio or by phone whenever you can next week. Thanks to your associate there, Mr. Clark. He did a wonderful job at lining this up today.
Rich Carter.
I say Clark? I'm losing my mind.
Okay.
I talked to Rich in his Crystal Lake office, and he was helpful to me, and he always is. So I want you to know that you got a great staff.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, and we'll see you soon.
Okay.
Take all the best to you and your family, too. Thank you, Don. Don Manzullo, live from Washington, a little choked up about some of his family history there, and we appreciate that.